Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We got a lot still to get to on the show today. Going to give out AWOD's picks. I've been hot with my NFL picks, including what I'm calling the lock of the year. All right, the lock of the year coming up in the final hour of AWOD Radio from one of the Sunday slate games in the National Football League. I want to talk about the playoff picture as well. You could tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Willis says, AWOD, if they lose out the rest of the year and they upgrade this roster and this program's not winning next year, then Quinn and Peters need to go. Mo tweets me, AWOD, Dan Quinn is the coach whose team collapsed in the Super Bowl after leading 28-3 in the fourth quarter. I thought he had learned from that historic embarrassing loss. I guess not. I've lost faith in Dan Quinn because he has lost this Commanders team. It does feel like Dan Quinn lost the locker room in that Vikings game. We'll see if he can get it back, but that was a lost the locker room type vibe in my opinion. Tony tweets me, AWOD, the correct choice was always Mike Vrabel. Ben Johnson is an ass. Mike McDonald is all right, but he's kind of a goofball. And Dan Quinn, I think the game has passed him by. The correct call was always Mike Vrabel. It's frustrating to see the success the Patriots are having this season. Let's go straight to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Jermaine in Bowie. What's up, Jermaine? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, what's up, man? Hey. Listen, I'm with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. We got to shut them down. We got to start thinking about next year. I'm just happy that we have a front office that's playing chess and not checkers, right? They see what's happening, and they're moving on to next year. And like you said, a number three draft pick, you don't realize how much weight a number three holds rather than a number 10, a number 12. Then you can trade. You can do a lot with the number three draft pick. So they've got to start thinking about that. And I think there should be a concerted effort to put some weight, some muscle onto Jaden Daniels. I don't know if that happened this offseason. I mean, he put in a little bit of weight, but there need to be a concerted effort to put on 20, 25 pounds of muscle because, I mean, every time he steps on the field, everybody's holding their breath. Is he going to get hurt? We can't sustain a season like that. And yeah, he's the key to this franchise.
And the thing is if he's healthy and he has a full off season, there is a chance that he can build that muscle. Are you rooting for a loss then?
I am. And I've been like that from, you know, when we started this losing streak. I mean, you know, because a draft pick is important. So, yeah, I'm rooting for a loss. And I disagree. I don't think that Dan Quinn's lost the locker room. I mean, sometimes we think that these players are, you know, they're not smart. They're you know, dumb jocks. I don't know, but they know what they see. What's going on? They see the injuries. Our problem with injuries. The players see that, so they're not going to give up. These are players that want to win. So he didn't lose the locker room. I just think we're a victim of a lot of injuries, and that, you know, Jaden Daniels wasn't playing great even when he was healthy.
Yeah, so good call. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Great stuff there. I totally hear what you're saying. And to argue that Dan Quinn hasn't lost the locker room, right, maybe the players are smarter than everybody gives them credit for. They read the room. The season's over. And also, we got to credit Kevin O'Connell. They had an awesome game plan, and it made J.J. McCarthy look like a stud. Good for them. They practiced all week against our zone. They had zone beaters. They went out there and they executed at a high level, something that we have not done at all this season. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. We'll be back live and local here in the nation's capital in Richmond. You'll get high school football state championship game between Loudoun County and Verina. AWOD Radio returns next for the Power Hour here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning just after 11 a.m. And the Commanders visit the Giants in a late game here at the in December in a lost season between two teams that have dealt with a ton of injuries. Four games left in the season for both teams. Jackson Dart was asked for one word for what he'd like to accomplish in the final four games. The rookie said, win. I am rooting for Washington to lose. Another reason for Washington to lose. Let's give the Giants some false confidence. I don't think Jackson Dart's that good. Let him go out there and ball out, win this game, and think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread going into next season, and then the healthy Commanders come in and stomp on the Giants twice. I'm rooting for a loss. I'm rooting for the losing streak to continue, and I'm in on the tankathon to get the best draft pick possible. My whole thing is, if you're not going to play Jaden, then I don't want to win, especially because I think Marcus Mariota doing good in this offense does more damage than it does good. From what we've seen, it's frustrating to see Mariota go out there and score 26 points, and then Jaden comes in the next week and scores zero. I still believe in Jaden. I haven't changed my thought about that at all. I don't think he's injury prone. I want him to play, but Adam Peters, I think, stepped in and shut him down, and it might be the right decision because he's going nowhere right now with this current team. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Disco in Maryland. Disco, you're on the phone with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing? You know what? There's so much to unpack with this season. I don't think it's one particular thing, but let me start here.
Sure.
One of the things that's so frustrating is that we're so quick to churn and burn coaches. I wish we would have a little bit of patience with having Adam Peters to provide this coaching staff with better talent. Because if you look at the most successful teams in the National Football League, they have talent that's driven by good coaching.
Yeah, and coaching coaches that stay, coaches that have a longevity there, right?
And GMs, they build. They pick what they feel is the right coach, and they build. I'm so sick of this. You know, we act like last year didn't happen. I don't believe in flukes and that. You create your own luck, okay? You create the Hail Mary to Noah Brown required execution. They practiced that. That required execution. But let me get back to my point. We act like last year didn't happen. Cliff Kingsbury helped Jaden Daniels to have one of the greatest rookie seasons in NFL history. Everybody second guesses play calls. Oh, he should have done this. He should have done that. You opened your show. If Debo catches the ball, if Jaden throws it to Brandon Coleman, we're not having this conversation. Let Adam Peters get some better talent on this team, and then let's see what Dan Quinn can do. Now, I will say this. If you lose 12 in a row and you lose out, everything is on the table. However, We keep talking about churning and burning coaches, and it has never worked because we've never had talent plus coaching. We've had mediocre coaches with flashes of some talent. Look at Jay Gruden.
Well, Disco, let me say this. You know how frustrating it is that we just won 12 games, and we have people still calling in that are convinced that Dan Quinn wasn't their first choice. We're still having that conversation. People didn't like him from the start.
And here, because they're looking for the next Mike, they're looking for the next Ben Johnson. They're looking for the next guy that can come in year one. And he did it. Dan Quinn did it. Now they're going through some adversity. We didn't want him. Fire him. He was trash in Atlanta. He let the people, you know, he was up 28-3. All of this. So you have to identify, AY, what is real? What is real? And you make level-headed decisions. It's not to say that Dan Quinn can't be held accountable, but how about we build and give this a coaching staff of the Washington franchise some talent before we look to fire them?
Yeah. Do you agree with me that they took this decision about Jaden out of Dan Quinn's control?
I agree with that, and I would also say this. Having Jaden Daniels to be a healthy scratch. You know, I have mixed feelings about that. I think, and here's the thing, I don't mean this literally, there's blood on Adam Peters' hands too. The way he handled the Terry McLaurin negotiations, I think one of his biggest sins was not addressing the wide receiver two position when Noah Brown got hurt early in camp, and they put all of their stock in Noah Brown, who's just coming. They could have been addressed the wide receiver two position. So there's blood on his hands too, AY.
Right. No, and I think we're both on the same page that we can say there's blood on his hands, Cliff's hands, Dan's hands, and yet I want the whole band back together next year.
Here's the thing. And then you give your coach, again, man, you have to give your coach some talent. Now, I will say this. Adam Peters tried the patchwork, but you don't have one blue chip player on the defense. Now, I will say this about Coach Witt. Coach Witt was not the guy. That was a mistake. That was a bad hire. Because you look at the regression of your young players, and then now you got fans talking about Quan Martin is trash, Mikey Samristeel is trash, Johnny Newton is trash. You know what? You can't convince me that at least one or two of those three can't play football. So let's see them under a new DC that will know how to utilize them and grow them. But I'm so sick of this churning personnel and churning coaches. It hasn't worked.
Yeah. No, good call, man. I agree with you. Let's see what other people have to say. Let's go to Eli in D.C., line two. What's up, Eli?
Yo, what's good, man?
How are you doing, man?
Can't call it, man. It's good. Good, you know, good morning, man. So for me, we have to understand what kind of coach DQ is. And a lot of theirs, I don't think every coach could have gotten a stadium and for fans to buy in how they've bought in. I don't think every coach could give you that. So, yeah, it's about wins on the field, but for 30 years of just having us not be a good team, you know, Dan Quinn, I don't want to call it a mistake, but one thing he did, I kind of noticed, he just said that, you know, this isn't a rebuild. I said, oh, man. And they doubled down on having a good season. So because he never said this was a rebuild, they're trotting out to the water with not what they need to get to places. Then they said that we're the hunters, and all of this language is fine. And he's a foundational coach, because I still feel like fans don't know what kind of coach he is. You have a transitional coach who, if somebody gets canned, who can hold the ship down until they get to the off season. Then you have a foundational coach who can instill the ideas and principles that you see fit for moving forward. And then you have a guy who could put you over the top. And I don't know if Dan Quinn is a put-you-over-the-top coach, but I'd love him for right now. So even if ultimately he isn't here in 7 years, if he's able to plant the seeds necessary for modern NFL franchises to be able to build on, sure, another coach who's like, okay, the principles are there. And play. You know how this works. You know, if the principles are there consistently, you're going to be there. And it's almost like certain teams, yeah, you're going to have a guy for a while. But you see consistency from quarterback, the coaches. Certain franchises aren't going in certain directions to get results. And I think this is the first step for us moving. You got Metro buses with the Washington Commanders logo. And maybe some fans say, I don't care about none of that. I want to have a Super Bowl. Yes. But when you're talking about bringing an entire fan base together, I know that every coach isn't capable of doing that. And it's very, very difficult to shake the tree and get a stadium and certain things that we will be able to have for the future and to build upon. So this is a building. This is a building block.
And good call, Eli. And here's what I'll say is I do think Dan is the right face, the right voice, the right leader. It just has not worked out this season. It doesn't mean I'm, you know, control, delete, and all things that Dan Quinn has done. All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call before the break. We've got Mark in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Top of the morning to you, A-Wad. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Happy Saturday, Mark.
Happy Saturday to you, too, buddy. And actually, happy holidays to you, Adam. I hope you have a really good one, buddy.
Thank
you. Good show, too.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I got to say this, buddy. Man, shout out to my man, Vic, and Disco. Those guys were spot on. And what Vic is alluding to is synergy. They've ruined their synergy before the season ever even started, Adam. Go back and look. Go back and watch. You will see that because of the disconnections made by not playing in the preseason, not developing a synergy between all the players, and then that synergy was busted with all of the injuries. Injuries are not an excuse. They are a reality. And this stuff that you've been talking about in the last caller about fire this, fire that, that is reflective of the society that is being created about a lack of fidelity to anyone. And that is not the way to go. That is not how you treat other human beings. And it doesn't say much for some of the fan base where in the old days we called them fair weather fans. And that is exactly what they're showing up to be. And as far as draft choices and all that, my man Brian Mitchell said it best the other day, Adam. Man, You can draft whoever you want, Adam. There is very little written in stone whether they are going to be successful or not. It is a crapshoot on any draft pick you make. So to be a quitter and not try and develop some synergy with your messiah, as people think or are accusing Jaden of being, is a really, really big mistake. And I'll get off here, Adam, because I know you got to go to break and you got other callers, buddy. And hey, above all, man, don't let this stuff get us down. Continue being Skins fans, and man, it'll work out in the end, or some changes will be made, man. And Vic, Little, and all the guys that have been calling and saying that they're soft, they play soft because of a lack of synergy. And as far as coaching goes, think about their linebacker coach. As far as experience playing, I believe he's got 5 Super Bowl rings, maybe even more. So the coaching is there. They need to get their act together and make these guys responsible. There is no responsibility with that lack of synergy. Take care, Adam, and have
appreciate
a good day, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in. Thanks for wishing me a happy holidays. Always good to hear from you, Mark. I mean, I know one thing is I'll be paying closer attention to preseason next year. We got our butts whooped by the New England Patriots. We all thought it was a fluke, at least I did. Turns out that was the reality. The Patriots are really, really good. Washington's really, really bad. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. We're good. Yeah, do you want to say something else, bud?
Well, let me tell you, buddy.
Yeah.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Mark. Appreciate you chiming in. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. You know, they usually give out the keys to victory and pathway to success, but as I've been talking about throughout the show, I am not rooting for a Commanders victory. I'm rooting for the Giants. I think best case scenario, 3-0 win for the Giants in overtime, because I will cheer, root, and get fired up for defensive stops, but not on the offense. This is unprecedented for me. I've never rooted for a divisional opponent to win against us, but I am. I think it's a big deal. My friend Kevin has been hitting me up. He says, this isn't a big deal. I do this every 4 years. I'm always team tank for a draft pick when you're eliminated. And Washington officially eliminated. I mean, I want to win for momentum, but not without Jaden. I don't see the benefit. He's our team. He's our guy. He's our future. He's our starting quarterback. To me, it's I want the full offense or bust. I just don't care. Teddy tweets me, AWOD, what a difference a season makes. NFC Championship game last season. We want to fire everyone this season. I will never root for a loss, especially to an NFC East team. We just have to regroup and retool. I think the leadership will make sure that's done. I understand what he's saying. I just would rather have a better draft pick right now. And also, I don't want to take calls next week about why does Mariota run the offense better than Jaden? There's no benefit in Mariota looking good, because he's not going to be our starting quarterback next year. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Toothpick in Fort Worth. What's up, Toothpick? All right, let's go to D in Virginia. What's up, D? Line 5.
D, hey, you're taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, D?
I agree with you 100%, man. I'm not really motivated. I don't care who win or lose on Sunday. It's a wash. I agree with you 100% because Mariota is not the future. Not Jaden. I don't really want to watch it. But I will say this. I will agree with the fact that we have a foundation. After 20-some years, the foundation is in place. I'm talking about the ownership, Magic Johnson, Dan Quinn. Nothing wrong. It's just we're missing talent. And the other caller said, we're so quick to throw people away. We don't want to make that mistake. In the NFL, the teams win, the coaching staff sit together. Mike Tomlin, been there for years. Even in Dallas, same quarterback, different coordinators, but the structure is in place. We just got to have some patience. I'm not even worried about the season. We lose 12 straight, so what? I'm so confident in our future that this season, like you said, the Giants game, I'm not worried. I don't care if we lose out because the future is bright. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the optimism. I really do, and I hope the future is bright. I don't think it's a mistake to run it back with this coaching staff. I hope I'm right. Let's go to Fred in Bristol. Fred, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Adam. I love your show and been a long-time listener. Number one, we hired Jaden or drafted him to be our quarterback. And if we're not going to play him, that is just insane, simply because the man can't learn if he doesn't play. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity for him to get more experience in preparation for next year. If they're not going to play him because he's not healthy, that's one thing. But if he's healthy, he should be on the field, period.
100%, Fred. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Thanks for being a longtime listener. Means a lot to hear that. 100%. If he's healthy, he should play. If he's healthy, he should play. That's why I was so upset this week, because Dan said he could come back in, and then on Wednesday, they ruled him out. But I'm trying to stay optimistic, and I think the positive way to look at this is that Adam Peters, from his box in the owner's suite, sees it differently than Dan Quinn, who's in the fire, and he's fighting to save lives, right? Like a firefighter coming out there, and he's working his butt off, and you know, he says, let's get ready to roll, right? And I really believe Dan Quinn is working hard every single week to make sure this team is ready to play on Sundays. I really do. But I think he's too close to it, all right? He doesn't see that it's burning all around him and the building's getting ready to collapse. And he needs to get out. And Adam Peters sees it from his perspective. Everything is collapsing here. I can remove Jaden from this situation because it'll be my decision, and people can be mad at Dan Quinn all they want, but it's going to be my decision. And I think that's what Adam Peters did, because I think from his perspective, he sees the house burning, he sees the roof's about to collapse, and he says, look, We could play Jaden, and yes, there is a chance that he gets meaningful reps, and yes, there is a chance that he looks great, we get momentum, and he gets his groove back for next season. But I think Adam Peters looks at the negatives as well. What if he gets hurt? What if he derails his offseason with another injury? What if he breaks his arm? Because he cannot protect himself either. I think from what Adam Peters is looking at, either Jaden can't protect himself, the coaching staff can't protect him, the offensive line can't protect him, but if the general manager is seeing his most valuable piece go in and out of the lineup this often, I can understand why he would say, I'm going to remove him from this situation, we'll get it next year, and we'll start all the way over. Because I think his perspective is there's just too much of a percentage chance that we could do more damage than we could do good. I want him to play. It's the exact reason why I'm rooting for the Giants. No Jaden, I have no reason to watch. But I'm trying to put myself in Adam Peters' shoes, and that's the only thing that I could see him making this decision. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We'll take more of your phone calls next. Had a ton of great calls today. Let's keep it going. It's AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. So I do want to give out my NFL picks. I've got a lock of the season and the certified NFL game of the week here on AWOD Radio. We're live and local till 12 noon. But let's go to the phone lines. Give us your passion, your energy. Make it short and sweet. Give us your thoughts here. I am rooting for the Giants. I know some people can't understand that. My buddy's like, dude, I do this every 3 or 4 years because this is what we're used to as Commanders fans. Let's tank for the best draft pick possible. It sucks to be eliminated in early December, but that is the reality. All right, let's go to Skip in D.C. What's up, Skip?
Adam, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll make it quick. First of all, I agree with you about this game because it doesn't really matter, and it's a tiebreaker against the Giants.
Yes.
In the draft pick. However, I don't know about Philly, and definitely I want to beat Dallas. I'm
yeah.
just saying.
So can I let me walk you through my thoughts again, and it's because if you actually look at the schedule, New Orleans plays Tennessee. So one of these teams that's ahead of us will have to have another win. Vegas, I think, plays Cleveland. Like, so the way it works out, if Washington loses out, I believe we're going to end up with at least a top four pick. And that's pretty insane.
Okay, what if we beat Dallas? Can we still get a top five pick?
No, that's the unfortunate part. Once you get to four wins, it looks like you're going to be picking at like 8 or 9. That
wow.
fourth win
okay.
is going to be – it's a big difference. Because I don't
wow,
think the
is...
Jets or Arizona are going to win again. They're both sitting at 3 wins also.
Okay, all right. That makes sense. Okay, my main point that I wanted to make is some misinformation that – Mariota is playing better than Jaden.
Yeah.
Sure, the last couple games, yes. Mariota had his best game against Denver, and Jaden had his worst game against Minnesota. However, Jaden has 8 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. Mariota, 9 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. Played one more full game. In the game, the last game, Mariota threw an interception. You know, so it wasn't like he was going to do any better against the Vikings.
No, I just think you know what
against
drives
Seattle.
Everybody crazy is the fact that all of Jaden's weapons were finally back, and we got the biggest dud of all time.
Okay, but the other games that he did play well add up to 6 full games that he's played are equal to or better than what Mariota has done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like, oh, Mariota's playing so much better. No, I mean, he's only won one game.
I would argue that absolutely Jaden's better. Jaden gives us a better chance that what we're seeing out of Marcus Mariota having success, there's other factors here. I just think if Mariota's going to play, him having success does more damage than good.
Only because fans think that he, you know, can run the offense better. And I think he can because he's healthier and he can run more. So, you know, that's what Cliff's offense is based on. And so I think, but it's not in reality that he's, quote unquote, a better player,
no,
a better quarterback.
No, but do you understand, do you agree that it could damage the locker room if Mariota's going out there and putting 30 and 40s on the board and Jaden can't?
I think the players are smart enough in the locker room, and they remember, unlike our fans, what happened last year, and they know. Mm-hmm. They know what's going on. They see him in practice every day. They know who's throwing bullets, you know, accuracy and all of that. You know, Jaden's still got, you know, magical arm talent, and, you know, that Mariota doesn't really have.
Oh, 100%. It's just what I've seen.
Mariota's a bigger guy and can maybe run some plays, you know, some of those runs.
Yeah, but he's very comfortable right now in this offense, and Jaden was last year. Right now, Jaden's not playing with the comfort level that Mariota is, it feels like.
I'm not going to be too mad if Kingsbury gets a job. Hmm. I think Jaden needs a pro-style offense that protects him. He's under center a lot, and he's not running around. And I think that will benefit him. Take less hits.
I hear what you're saying. I think it would do more damage, though, to have to learn a new system.
I think Jaden has proven that he can learn quickly. You know, like, I think he you know, that's one of his other superpowers.
So you are team upgrade the offensive coordinator.
Well, no. I think Cliff is very talented. I think he's going to get a job, and I think he'll do well. But his style of offense is dangerous for Jaden Daniels to play. You know, it's a great offense for Mariota. Mariota needs to go wherever he goes. But for Jaden, he needs a pro-style under center, more like the Detroit Lions, you know, the Los Angeles Rams type offense to protect himself. And he has the arm talent to be like, you know, a Stafford.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying his arm is like Stafford. Stafford has one of the best arms ever. But it's close.
Yeah, I just want to see Jaden get back to that elite level. Whoever's calling the plays for it, I need that to happen. And I wanted it to happen before the end of this year. It doesn't seem like it's going to.
You're right.
Yeah. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Little in D.C., line 4. What's up, Little?
Yeah. Adam, always good to chop it up with you, man. Shout out to my man Mark from Mark from Landover and Vic, man. He got me up and ready to suit up my damn self. But look. Let me say this, though, Adam. Our offensive line ain't been hurt all year long. Ain't no running backs been on his reserve all year long. And I don't care, man, if you go to a 20 carry per back game. I don't have to see no damn passing. Especially since the Chargers game, I see where you call a counter trade and you bust Bill off twice inside the 20 for 20-yard carry. Also against the Kansas City Chiefs, you pull Tunsil and you follow Bill behind him one time for 24 yards. These are the plays that got me scratching my head, Adam. Why we don't see these plays no more from Kingsbury? Also on defense, you send McGee, you tease me. McGee come off the edge like somebody been there 10 years. But we haven't seen that. We supposed to have seen that in the beginning of the season. That's why I look at this season, Adam, when the players start dropping and the play calling inside the 2-yard line, you try to trick them when you should have went right at their ass. It's situations like that. We tank it, man. You've been tanking, man, ever since the Chicago game, man. It's sad to say that, Adam, because sometimes we look good and sometimes we don't. And it's a situation where everybody knows it's a long season. After the Chicago game and injuries, we've been tanking, man. And you guys just pay attention to the play call. Now, Kingsbury, he was a bad man last year. Now, I got to get to him. He's a bad man last year. But guess what, Kingsbury? Hey, man, you got to tighten up, man. Keep that boy out of that run-pass option, man, and tell that boy, pass before you think about running. Hey, God bless you, Adam. Stay up, man.
Appreciate it, Little. I am in on the tank. Let's try to get the best draft pick possible. What do they say in New York? Go Giants! I sound so stupid. I hate that I'm rooting for the Giants, but it's gotten this far. I want the number one overall pick. I want Adam Peters to have the most power possible. Because you know what would feel better than getting our asses kicked for the next 4 weeks? To be in the playoffs next year. I want him to have power this offseason. And with a top 3 pick, that's a lot of power. Let's go to Lou in line 1. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Wad, what's going on, man?
Man, it's been frustrating, man, but I'm trying to stay positive. How are you?
I'm good, man. Shout out to Little, man. Happy holiday, my brother, Evan. Yeah, man. That's all right, man. Like you said, man, I've been tanking for about a month or so. And I'm surprised. I wanted to hear what Toothpick had to say, but I guess he dropped out because I know he wasn't going to say they're going to make the playoff or whatever he was going to say like the last time. But
Lou, you and Toothpick got little rivalry here, huh?
No, because he called me out that time, and you know I was just speaking the truth, and I wasn't mentioning nobody, and I wasn't speaking for none of us. I was just speaking for myself. I was just opinion that I had, and he came out on the radio taking shots at me, talking about I'm speaking for the fans.
Did anybody hit you up and say, man, did you hear what Toothpick was saying on AWOD Radio about Lou? It got me so mad.
Hey, man, people going to say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, I was just speaking the truth. And look at you. You on board right now. I called tanking about since that last call.
You did. What's crazy, Lou, is you called this season over like 8 weeks ago. Like, you saw the future. I thought we were going to bounce back so many times. So many times I thought this team was going to bounce back. I can't believe that our last victory was over 2 months ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's tough, but look, man, I hate seeing us losing, but when you have the team is not, it's not a complete team. Injuries, and there's a lot of things that played through the season that, it's unfortunate that, I don't want to blame the coaches as well, but like I said, man, I'm gonna give them maybe one more season and see how they do, but Cliff, Little say, man, stop having Jaden just doing these weird running play when you got a running backs in there. You got one and two. They all three running backs are good if you use them right. So, but it seemed like Cliff just like to, have Jaden out there just risking his body and. I just don't see what's been going on. And
so, I understand that the upset, the frustration for Cliff Kingsbury. But, like, can we both agree, though, for a second? He called a nearly perfect game against the Broncos. Like, as much as we're going to tear Cliff down, we have to post him up here. That was near perfection against one of the best defenses in the league with a backup quarterback, and you should have won.
Right. Look, man. You have a one game, and then you have another game where he just got, 30-0 against Minnesota. So,
Yeah, but he's working in a new quarterback. I think that's what's so difficult about this. Like, we all just look at this like it's almost like a Madden game. But, like, from Cliff Kingsbury's human perspective here, he called a great game for Marcus. Then he's got to call a game for Jaden. He's got all the pressure of Jaden dealing with the injury. Like, there were so many other factors to this thing. Rather than, I think, Cliff having just an awful game plan.
Hey, man, like I said, man, you have one good game, and then the next game you just look horrible. And he just, to me, at the end of the day, he's going to have to go look for another job because I just can't have him next season. I know, last year, we had that miracle season, but I just need Jaden to be under center. I don't want him to take shotgun and, running around. And he's too skinny, and, he need to be in the weight room and getting big and try to get better because there's a lot of people calling and say he's not going to last in the league or this and that and third, but that's just false. And I just have – I've seen what kind of mentality he have. He have a mentality of a winner, and I just want him to stick around and be healthy and come back stronger next season and just go from there. And, I just – like I said, I don't want us to, lose him, but at the same time, sometimes, it's going to help out either way. So I think it's going to put us in a situation where we, going to have a top three or top four pick and – hopefully we could flip that and maybe add a couple extra picks and, address the wide receiver and the defensive and, game changers players. So that's what we need. And hopefully, we're going to bounce back next season, man. Other than that, man, that's all I want to say. Appreciate you taking my call. Toothpick, man, what's up, player, man? Call back and let's chop it up again, man.
Okay, good call, Lou. Thanks for chiming in always. Good to hear from you. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. I promised a lock of the season. That's coming up next on AWOD's Picks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.